Now we're going to discuss the topic of designing of intranet technologies for smooth propagation of HRIs. So one of the most relevant and critical ways of propagating HRM and HRI services is through the use of an intranet. And I'm sure most of us have seen and worked through an intranet. This feature has become pretty common in many organizations and has been a prominent feature of the HRIs for a couple of decades. In many sectors of the industry, employees prefer to work from home rather than physically going to the workplace. The functionality provided to employees on a remote basis is thus known as employee self-service, which is done and facilitated through the intranet. In this particular slide, to provide you with more insights, I'm going to take you through a brief case study. So we are going to briefly study an example of the appropriate use of the intranet by the company Hershey's. Now Hershey's, as we know, is instrumental in spreading goodness across a global market in the internet age. Now this required Hershey's to adapt to its workplace, so the employees could continue inventing, manufacturing and marketing snacks that tempt us. Hershey's has been successful in uniting disparate employees as it spread across the globes, as well as disparate contractors and partners with a powerful modern intranet. For Hershey's, sharing knowledge and increasing productivity were the key goals that could be enabled with a modern intranet capable of putting best-in-class tools at the fingertips of every employee. More than a communication platform, the Hershey's intranet became an essential business tool. This particular intranet was built robustly to derive maximum benefit from the Office 365 suite, giving every employee intuitive access to the best tools to compete in a technologically driven consumer environment. With collaboration sites, integrated apps, and tools and communication channels that are second to none, the Hershey's employees now enjoy united access to everything they need to work smarter. And this is basically done independent of the devices. So any device that can be plugged to the intranet can provide them employee self-service. These employee self-service modules, as seen in the case of Hershey's, as we have mentioned in the previous slide, provide them a very good edge. There are certain robust features which could be enlisted over here. So the Hershey's employees have been provided a user experience that is simple and intuitive, a single hub that brings together disparate applications, a single place to find information and resources, a platform for communication and collaboration, a social intranet to encourage participation and feedback, sites for collaboration and information, mobile apps for every device to keep the intranet provided to every employee's pocket. Thus, this has provided the employee self-service modules that enable employees to access their data from anywhere. These modules will be as important as the payroll information, updating contact information, accessing copies of the employee handbook or benefits manual, signing up for the training workshops, and in some cases, applying for vacation and notifying their manager of a sickness-related absence. So as you can see, everything has been simplified for the Hershey's employees. Thus, we are continuing our discussion about designing of intranet technologies for the smooth propagation of HRIs. In this context, a mention of the use of ERP is also important and quintessential, and thus has been made in this section. Though many organizations are becoming more cautious in implementing of organization-wide ERP solutions, in such a changing competitive environment, the HRM functions of ERP seem to stay. The term enterprise resource planning was coined only in the 1990s. This was done by the Gartner Group to describe the next generation of MRP software. The purpose was to integrate all the aspects and facets of business enterprise under one suite of software applications. The definition of ERP would be broadened to include almost any type of large integrated software packages. Similar to the employee self-service portals, enterprise portals enable the individuals to interact electronically with corporate systems or even with other employees. For many of today's established organizations, the path to success and evolution of business management technology are closely interlinked. The advancement and diversification of enterprise resource planning software have enabled businesses to integrate new technologies into their supply chain processes to drive forward their performance. This leads to a variety of benefits. The last half decade has seen ERP solutions evolve into versatile and multifaceted tools that seem to help small, medium, and large organizations to run their businesses. However, ERP technically has a long history that can be traced back to the early 1960s, when software programs were based on automation for individual functions such as inventory management. Thus, HR has completely transformed into a tech-savvy department that takes advantage of the cloud-based HR solutions to hire, manage time off, conduct onboarding and offboarding activities, and many more tasks. The human resource department is usually a place of frenzied activity, as we've come to know from before our earlier discussions. Thanks to benefits of cloud HR software, HR professionals now have the tools to reduce and simplify administrative tasks like payroll and record keeping. They can instead focus on the issues that can make or break an organization in this era of fierce competition, elements like employee engagement. In this context, what helps is a web-based HR knowledge portal that is a browser-based solution that uses the internet and provides managers access to databases and applications that allow them to work off-site on tasks related to things such as salary planning, workforce budgeting, skill analysis, and performance appraisals. Now we're going. While these types of systems improve access for legitimate users, they also bring in security concerns. In this context, the solution lies with a strong partnership between the HRIS functions and the HRM function to oversee security needs. There is evidence to support the claim that employee retention is improved when an effective ERP is put into place. Thus, ERP systems are now ubiquitous or common in large businesses, and the current move by vendors is to repackage them for the small and medium-sized enterprises as well. This migration has many consequences that have to be addressed through the understanding of the history and evolution of ERP systems and the current architectures. The advantages and disadvantages of the ERP systems will impact their penetration of the new markets. A small, relatively secure HRM department with a solid HRIS partnership can provide HRM functionality anywhere in the world. Simultaneously, the business environment needs to also become increasingly robust to handle the current complexity with the functional units in such kind of a partnership. This requires more and more interpersonal data flow for decision making, timely and efficient procurement of product parts, management of inventory, accounting, human resources, and distribution of goods and services. The newer developments in the human resource information systems need to thus include EHR or HR functions made available through the use of computers, mobile telephony, as well as the current internet and the World Wide Web support. These internet systems that we have discussed often help in facilitating the group collaboration by allowing workflow to be routed through the smartphone devices. In this context, the management of organizations needs efficient information systems to improve competitiveness by cost reduction and better logistics. The most significant developments in allowing workflow routes to include the mobile devices relates to the corporate social networking. So we need to follow certain contemporary practices in order to get the best from the partnership between the HRIS as well as the HRM and their enforcement through the employee self-service portal, that is the intranet. Thus, continuing from the previous discussion, these tools support collaboration in online social networking systems such as Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other important platforms. These complex, expensive, powerful, proprietary systems are off-the-shelf solutions, requiring the consultants to tailor and implement them based on the company's requirements. In many cases, they force organizations to re-engineer their business processes to accommodate the logic of the software modules for streamlining data flow throughout the organization. They have been thus useful in recruiting both employees and customers, advertising and marketing products and organizations, and knowledge sharing between customers, employees, and other stakeholders. The use of these types of systems is thus currently in an expansive stage of growth. The intranet is being regularly used for promoting innovative learning techniques, which is proving extremely valuable and is thus rapidly growing. These software solutions, unlike the old traditional in-house designed company-specific systems, are integrated in a multimodal fashion, which includes commercial packages that are suitable for tailoring, customization, and adding add-ons as and when required as per the organization's specifications. The L&D professionals are thus constantly partnering with the HRIS teams to create training solutions that harness the power of gaming, also social media use, and virtual worlds from the context of enhancing the learning and development. A recent survey with a sample size of more than 5,000 organizations that was conducted in India reveals that the intranet propagation of HRIS-related services is a common practice throughout. A critical finding from the sampling in the survey indicated to the strategic advantages that were provided by seamless services that were given over the internet. The survey includes a broad range of industries and sizes of organizations across India. This growth has led to the breaking of the barrier of proprietorship and customization, and embracing the collaborative businesses over the intranet, extranet, and the internet in a seamless manner. One finding indicated that the size of the organization was a significant factor related to adoption, with the adoption rates being higher among the medium and small sized firms. So this was what was discovered in the survey that was discussed in the previous slide. The architecture of the modern internet software facilities, transparent integration of modules, provision of the flow of information between all functions within the enterprise in a consistently visible manner was also the need of the day as per the survey. The corporate computing with the intranet allows organizations to implement a single integrated system by replacing or re-engineering their mostly incompatible legacy systems was also one of the critical findings of this particular survey. While there are tangible benefits to adopting these and other HR-related information systems, one intangible benefit relates to the employee engagement and their satisfaction, which often improves with quicker and more accurate responses from the HR department. The current intranet systems are configurable information system packages that integrate information and information-based processes within and across the functional areas in an organization and can thus capture precious information related to employee engagement and satisfaction. More importantly, these systems free valuable HR manpower to focus on strategic utilization of available human resources to sustain the competitive advantages by understanding the pulse of the employees. Now we're going to discuss the topic of design. Just because a great technology for an HRIS has been found and has enthusiastic champions, successful implementation is not always guaranteed. This is a critical learning that has been derived by the various recent surveys and studies that have happened across the globe. There have been many costly failures in this context as well. It is generally a misleading perception that implementing an intranet system will improve organizations' functionalities overnight. The high expectations of achieving all-round cost savings and service improvements is very much dependent on how good and robust the chosen intranet system is and how well can it function from a customized perspective and needs of an organization. Thus, the customized needs need to be tailored to the organization's functionalities, and the tailoring and configuration process of the system should match with the business culture, strategy, and structure of the organization. Security is also considered as an important issue in this context, particularly because of legal privacy obligations with personal information. Such information can have a significant intellectual value or can be valuable to dismissed employees as they seek employment with the competitors. It is important in planning to identify potential vulnerabilities to the criminal use of corporate information, such as can be found in HR and other divisional systems. Organizations choose and deploy intranet systems for many tangible and intangible benefits and strategic reasons. In many cases, the calculation of the return on investment is weighed against the many intangible and strategic benefits. Thus, the partnership between HRIS and all other functions becomes a necessity when securing these strategic assets. Hence, organizations must provide this sense of security to their stakeholders, consumers, partners, investors, and do so while meeting their own objectives. Most of the Fortune 1000 companies have already installed robust internet systems to support their business activities. Keeping in mind that security is about the provision of value, several trends related to HRIS are pertinent to the discussions of developing strategies related to enhanced security. As is the case with other organizational functions, HRIS has been considered a support function. But this is no longer the case as security concerns have increased radically. The digital workplace is evolving fast and remote working supports it. Employees who use a company's intranet can get into it from their mobile, the tablet, or laptop, depending on their access rights. Employees who need to access the intranet from outside or away from an intranet connection will need 4G to connect to this intranet. Global working is also an important part of the intranet. This may also cause concern because of the current phishing and the hacking malpractices going on. This relates to international business as well and means that employees can work across the world but are prone to vulnerabilities and security issues. Thus, we need to also think of the changes that have happened recently in the technological, the societal, and the competitive environments that need to prompt radical shifts from the perspective of security while designing of internet technologies for the smooth propagation of the HRIS. In a global survey done for some senior HR professionals, these were some of the important pieces of information shared that have been enlisted here. These are critical and key to successful information systems implementation. Thus, the critical people requirements include 1, leadership awareness in support of the change, 2, involvement of people in creating and sustaining a successful change process, 3, support for employees to change their behavior to fit new ways of working, 4, solid, consistent plans for communication, training, and rewards, 5, commitment to change at all levels of the organization, 6, measuring and monitoring of measurables that are related to the changes, 7, developing change leadership in the organization. We have to understand that apart from addressing the people-related issues, proper and complete documentation of the planning and development of an HRIS system is thought to be one of the most important determinants of successful system implementation and continued improvement. Note that these place primary emphasis on the people issues and secondary emphasis on the technology related to recent advancements and changes in technologies. In this context, it is critical to understand that the intranet has to be well managed and properly organized. It should be up to date and hold information that is easy to find. Using the intranet should be a rewarding and useful experience for the employees. It should thus encompass management tools for everyone. The system must be secure and the users should only have access to relevant information. Security should be of the highest level, both to prevent hackers from accessing the content and also to prevent staff from seeing confidential information. One key vulnerability associated with the increased use of HRIS is the potential for HRIS failure due to sabotage on the part of the employees. Since the internet is a private network similar to the internet, but only accessible to authorized people, it is used by a business to publish and store information that is useful to employees. This information can be used by the staff to carry out their jobs. A modern intranet allows the employees to work on its platforms and create, use, and share documents from anywhere. This can especially make it susceptible to attack from within as well as outside. Thus, one only needs to take a look at online news sources to see that many organizations have been the victims of employee-placed viruses, deleted files, corrupted databases, and even stolen customer identities, informations and proprietary corporate information assets. Thus, we need to be careful while incorporating a robust and a functional intranet. Applications of HRIS to a secure strategy are generally intended to keep the organizational risk to a lower level. Thus, the factors mentioned in the previous slides should be considered while designing and implementing the internet systems of the future. An internet can save time in many ways. It reduces the needs to travel, have long meetings, search for documents, and it can help plan timelines and workloads. Employees can have access to the internet on a 24/7 basis, which allows remote and flexible working environment. Now, many employees no longer work in a typical 9-to-5 environment, more so in developed industries like the IT industry. So having access to the internet when it suits them is pretty invaluable.